I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. Thank you for joining the ad hominem attack show.
It would help if you can pronounce the name of your own fucking show.
If I could speak at all. Mm. This week on the show, we'll name some things you really can blame on the Jews. It's the day after Hanukkah, as we're recording. It's not the day that you're listening to it.
No.
On Monday or any day after that.
Yeah. Hanukkah's over. You missed your chance.
Perhaps it's the next Monday, or the Monday after that, or the Monday after that, or the Monday after that Monday. Here I've with lost, Jeremy Shear.
I've lost what Monday it's supposed to be now.
Jeremy Shear.
Yeah.
Say hello.
Hello, America.
Like you don't do five of these a week. You fucking say hello when I introduce your name.
All right. Hi, I'm Jeremy.
Shut up already. Mike Calhoun.
What about him?
You son of a bitch.
Can't disagree.
Tabitha
Actually,
Jones.
No, I have to disagree. Jolene is a saint.
Hi.
Tabitha Jones as well.
Hi.
We go there now.
I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I shall play.
And we're back. That's enough.
Oh, you didn't know it had more than one verse, did you?
No.
I have a brief story regarding that song.
Oh.
When I was in high school, I was in chemistry class with a gentleman whose nickname was Hot Snow, because when we made salt in one of the chemistry experiments, it was sizzling out of the thing and falling, and he was like, "Oh man, it's like hot snow." So we made fun of him. But one day, he came in and was simply singing, "Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel, I made you out of clay. Dreidel, 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 I spin you all the time." And he would just repeat those two lines until we told him to shut up.
That's Mike Calhoun, everyone, since he didn't say hello when I introduced his name earlier. Just in case you lost track or you're just joining the show.
If you're just joining the show.
Yeah, they tune in at 4 minutes in.
Yeah.
You got to skip, pause stupid intro, so.
Skip the commercial. Yeah, maybe people do.
Maybe we'll find out soon.
Pass to the music.
We will find out very soon.
We're back in the Jew dungeon.
It's a castle, if you look around.
Well, this is more of a dungeon wall than a castle wall.
Yeah. Remember those old comic strips where they always had two guys chained to a wall and they would do one-liners? Or whatever they did. You know, jokes about their predicament.
Yeah.
Was this like a new newspaper comic?
Yeah, it was like a strip.
I don't remember this one.
It was on The Wizard of Id.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would... Yeah, they would just kind of talk about how much it sucked to be chained up in a dungeon. I think so. I don't know.
Never run out of those jokes.
Whew.
Yeah.
It's a gold mine.
Boy, it does suck to be chained up and have no one sucking my dick.
And then the other guy would be like, "Well, if I wasn't chained up, I'd help you out." And then,
yeah, and that was basically what they printed in the newspaper for 30 years.
That's good stuff.
Got their finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
This is the remainder of the Sad Boys meeting tonight.
Yeah.
Who else was here?
Yurik and Mulkins. Those, the five of us are the Sad Boys Social Club.
That's the whole thing. No.
That's us.
You guys are like Sons of Anarchy towards the end when everyone was dead.
I wish a majority of our ex-members were dead.
Ooh. Oh, boy. There's only so many, and one of them's like real close. And listening.
Coasting.
And the other one's on the network, and Ryan's not a big fan.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm looking at your app here, and one of these bars is like really, really high.
It's me, because I'm baked as fuck.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
That's no, okay.
Really dumb.
Don't apologize for jokes, Tabitha.
Was that a joke?
God knows this show needs them.
I mean, I think it was.
Yeah. What's
I don't
on the
know.
Wall
I worked with Paul here.
Is this just gonna end with us all murdering each other?
Yes.
Meet the Hive Robbers.
Oh, that thing on the wall there?
Yes. There's an article for the listener.
Yeah, it's Meet the Hive Robbers is the big article. The small article on the side there is Open Mic Spotlight Sundays at Eurogyro in Kent.
Yeah, I'm more interested in the Hive Robbers.
I imagine you would be, but this is from Buzzbin from 5 years ago when everybody in Kent got along. And
oh, God, your scrapbook is your wall.
Yeah.
Your scrapbook is your wall.
You do seem to have all of your career highlights up there.
Well, there's a lot of career highlights that have been thrown away. Like the first time I got a write up in the Akron Beacon Journal, that's gone.
And the career itself.
Yeah. The career's in the toilet. No, it's all I have up is Ryan's Roast flyer that Gail Wood got me.
I also see the effigy of a black man nailed to the wall, too.
That's Junkyard Dog. That was a gift from Zach Schildwater. He was a guest on Let the Hate Flow Through You, and he brought me and Jordan wrestling figures. So,
then why did you put it under a rope and write the N-word on the wall behind it?
Stop! Stop! God damn.
That was there before.
That was there when you moved in.
Yeah,
that was from the previous tenant.
And he put it underneath it simply because it's the only space left.
He saw it and he went, you know, I have the perfect thing for those.
Yeah, and then above it, my Brad Wenzel frisbee. Yeah.
Brad Wenzel. Sold me this frisbee.
Yeah.
Remarkable.
Is that a drawing of Dorian Vasquez?
No.
That's what Jeremy looks like in Marlon's mind.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He said,
I like the parts.
Jeremy, this isn't me being that way. This is you talking and making people laugh and people love you. See? I'd just like to explain my stories.
Love Marlon.
Oh, Marlon's the best.
He's a gem.
He kept calling me Pussy Jones last night. It's great. Oh my God, last night Marlon came up to me and he looked at me and he went, excuse me, can you move your bangs to the side a little bit? And I like thought they were like in my, I was like, oh, and he's like, that's a sexy forehead. And I was like, Marlon.
He tricked you.
You got me. You got me. You made me expose myself, Marlon.
Crafty son of a gun.
Right.
That's good.
I love Marlon.
That is good.
That's a sexy forehead.
You should have seen that one coming.
I should. I really should have. Like, from a mile away.
You were asking for it.
It's just smiling at me from a mile away.
If you see that one coming, it's too late.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What's he been up to? I haven't seen him in a little bit.
I don't know. I hadn't seen him in a second until last night.
Just straight chilling.
Sounds like that. Eating cornbread.
Yeah.
The fuck else is he supposed to be doing? It's holiday season.
Yeah, that's true. I bet he bakes a good cornbread for holiday season. It's like a giant chicken-shaped cornbread.
He's eating cornbread and thinking about getting pussy.
Just like all of our creepy uncles are.
Aww.
Yeah. We're recording early this week for the, I thought we would skip this week, but here we are.
No, I insisted that we had to record.
Yeah, you're neglecting your open mic tonight.
I am neglecting my open mic tonight because I don't feel like publicking.
Yeah, I mean, we got here and you weren't wearing pants, so we figured that was...
Yeah.
Yeah,
would
you put some on, for Christ's sake?
No, because these are pants.
He set up these chairs, so we have to look at him. Yeah. And he's not wearing pants.
He's shaped them into a little half circle, so he has a nice little audience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And his balls are on the chair.
I feel like you should have just chained us to the wall like that.
His balls have their own chair.
Yeah.
Front part of the chair.
A tiny, miniature.
I actually have a pillow just. Excuse me.
Guys, carry on.
Something's happening up there.
Well,
I was commenting last week. Can you guys believe this shit with this dude with like sheets on his bed and pillowcases?
Right?
And
exactly.
It's getting way too domestic.
A real actual bed set.
Yeah. You guys seen Cuckoo's Nest?
Yes.
Remember that movie? This is what that big Indians guy room looks like.
Skeleton in the corner, yeah. Leather jacket.
Now imagine Jeremy's face on that guy's body.
Yeah.
Ah!
Imagine Jeremy picking up a sink and throwing it through a wall to set Ryan's soul free.
God damn it. Fuck.
I would love to see Ryan take a bus full of crazies to on a field trip.
The fun thing is that in both of their heads, they think they're Jack Nicholson in that movie.
God damn.
Who would be Nurse Ratched? You.
It's true.
Nurse Ratched just sucking the fun out of everything.
Yeah.
There's that signature deep heaving Jeremy Shear sigh.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
so put upon.
I am. Thank you for noticing.
You're so put upon.
What'd you get into this week?
What I get into this week? Nothing. I stayed here.
All right, Mike.
You guys see what I've been up to this week?
Yeah.
I've been clearing my whole house because I'm throwing a Christmas party tomorrow, or holiday party for America.
A holiday party for America, or maybe America. For the Jewish man that was invited to it.
Hey. Jews can be Americans for now.
They for can now. Go to Wait. Christmas parties.
But I was just clearing my house, cleaning up my house. For
my father throws a Christmas party, and he is the Jew, so...
How does he pick it up?
Oh, no. That's the show, everyone.
Bye.
See you there.
Nurse Ratched for you.
Yep, I do have something to throw at you.
Going home.
What kind of Christmas party does your Jewish father throw?
It's like a, networking / social gathering for his various friends around the area and his girlfriend's friends and clients and, just it's a nice little shindig at the homestead.
All right. Tabitha, how was your week?
It was really great. I work holiday retail in Crocker Park, so I just have rich people throwing me out a window repeatedly, basically. That's how they treat me.
Oh, boy.
So how was your week?
Good.
Okay, next topic.
Yeah.
I remember retail. If we could... the worst day in retail I ever had was working Christmas Eve. It's worse than Black Friday.
Yep.
Because no one wanted to leave after we had closed, and I had to have an employee at the door letting people out but not letting others in.
Yeah. Where was that at?
GameStop.
I was just about to say that sounds like a GameStop thing.
That was GameStop. And so we went 2 hours past close to get everyone out.
So they just wouldn't leave?
People were in line, and I said I would take care of everyone in line because I was the manager for the night.
And they kept sneaking into line or trying
for a while until I had someone posted at the door. But the worst part was I had to count all the cash by hand, and because we had a money machine, but we're also supposed to like make sure it's accurate. I was like, why don't we just do this by hand the whole time? Anyway, I counted $16,000 in cash, so it obviously took a while. It was the worst night of retail ever.
Yeah.
I got yelled at by literally everyone. Oh, it was dreadful.
My worst memory at GameStop was a lady came in and asked if we had this game for her son. And I was like, nah, we're sold out of that game. She was like very calm and cold. She was a little like cold about it, but like she like took off and I was like, all right, I felt the last of it. And then like 45 minutes later, she comes back with a family photo album and slams it on the counter and points to her sweet, precious baby angel son and goes,
no way.
This is the boy whose Christmas you are ruining. Slams it shut and leaves.
Oh,
I'm 17, like, okay.
That's premeditated nonsense.
Can I go on break now? Like, she drove home. Got the photo album, drove back.
There were
GameStop was garbage.
She was so mad at her own failure to look earlier than she did.
GameStop
she had to offload it.
There were so many moments at GameStop where like something happened and my eyes just glazed over and I was like, this is my life, huh? A man once asked me a specific question about some Grand Theft Auto game, and then before I could even, like, start to explain to him, he cuts himself off and goes, ah, why am I even asking you this? You're a girl. You probably like playing with dolls, right?
Oh, good lord.
I'm 17 years old working in a GameStop, like.
What was the mean part?
I'm still waiting on that part.
Guess I'll go fuck myself then. I'll just be right over there. You know, just,
Was this the prelude to Gamergate? Is that what Gamergate was? It was a bunch of dudes online, like, you probably play with dolls.
No.
I don't think Gamergate was a single event. I think it was, like, a bunch of stuff.
Just once I was done with GameStop, I stopped paying attention to all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Gamergate's complicated, and I don't want to attract that kind of attention because those people are all idiots.
Yeah, y'all can go fuck yourselves.
On all sides.
Is 4chan?
Yeah, 4chan's involved.
It had something to do with some ratings of some indie games getting padded because people were exchanging reviews for favors. And then people were... And then it blew up into a... are women kind who make sexist. Games exchanging sex for reviews, and some of it was true, some of it wasn't, and then who cares?
And then it was like, let's murder all the trannies, and
Jesus.
That's where it got.
Yeah,
so you guys tell me there's people giving reviews for sex.
Mm-hmm.
All right. iTunes charts, here we go.
Alright.
You literally started rubbing your hands together at that.
You have to get the working hands ready.
Can we just put a pencil in both hands and have him write some content?
No.
I'm just gonna roast you. How about that? That's awful. I haven't seen you in a bit. How have you been? What's your week like?
Great.
Turning the tables on you.
No, you're not.
I came here to talk about my week.
Because no one else will talk to you about it.
That's true.
Tell me what lumberjack you killed to get your outfit. It
goes on all week. Your dad.
Your dad is kind of like a lumberjack.
thank you for killing my father.
He was going to do it, but he didn't have enough of an Oedipus complex.
Yeah. I kill Walmart shoppers to get my stuff.
Oh, for real? Nice.
Yeah, for real. That's what I do.
Yeah, for real.
Do you wait for them in the parking lot, or you do it just in the store?
Man, wherever.
Everyone knows they don't watch those security cameras.
Wherever they're at, that's where they fall.
There you go.
That's how I roll.
They're everywhere, those Walmart people.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
People at Walmart.
I like to imagine you chase them down in another one of those cart things, those electrical seat things. You just chase them down and kick them out like Mad Max style.
Picture this. I run across the parking lot with the cart, but then, if I have to, I'll push the cart and sweep across the car like an action movie.
There you go.
And then I grab the cart on the other side. A whole different cart. Like, I just switch,
good technique.
Yeah, jump the car, grab a different cart, and then I run those fuckers down.
Do you yell Starsky and Hutch as you do it?
No, I don't yell nothing. I might yell rock and roll.
Rock and roll!
Yeah, something like that.
But all something soft cool. And speech impediment-y, like at the end of Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss. Rock and roll!
Rock and roll.
You're like the president. I can't get over how he, over his dry mouth.
America.
He what?
I can't get over the president's dry mouth. I think this is the third week in a row it's come up.
Yeah.
It's just gobble.
Dry mouth, no good for fucking.
Probably, yeah, point. It might be from sucking Putin's dick all the time. It's a hack joke, but it works.
Can't imagine what his breath smells like besides Russian cum.
What does Russian cum smell like? Does it smell different than American cum?
I was going to say, we just know it's worse.
Potato vodka.
It smells like beets.
Oh, so my cum?
Smells like beets.
Mm-hmm. Borscht. It's a borscht joke. Do you people not know any fucking Russians?
No. I know about beets in Russians.
No.
I didn't think figure you would.
Why would I know any Russians?
Well, you know, you aren't on. You've never.
I won elections myself.
What election have you won?
All of them.
You've won every. Wow! Congratulations.
Every president we've ever had has really been Chris Paul in disguise.
I stepped down immediately from everything, but I always win.
He does.
Wow.
He never accepts his victory.
Oh man, Jeremy really wants me to go to the Funny Stop more.
Yeah. I need a ride.
I asked him if I could work a weekend, and he said, I'm booked up through June.
Well, he is.
I said, alright. Well,
did you ask him about after June?
I'm gonna just keep doing other shit until June. I'm not just gonna wait for that. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
He's just letting you know he's a busy man and doesn't have time for your shit, Chris Paul.
Yeah. Well, I don't
or
have
to
time
learn
for
how to
shit.
Spell or say your name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know how
the
funny
stuff... How did he
mess
up your name? You call you Tabitha Jones. Johns.
No, I was...
Johns.
Thabita Jones.
Thabita.
Thabita.
Next up, we're gonna be... Thabita Jones.
Thabita Jones.
It's, It sounds like he's reading it like... A little like dyslexia,
right?
Like a learning disability.
Yeah.
Oh, he has a disability, all right.
Yeah, he's a cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
That's one of his many disabilities. I was gonna say diabetes, but
you ever seen his parking space? There's a metal sign with a picture of a cunt on it. Reserved for.
Reserved for cunt.
Yeah.
It's got a hole in it.
He's weirdly
he
active.
Tried to fuck it.
Brian the comedian is often out there trying to fuck that sign, but he can't figure out what car to stand on so he can access it. And he can't lift his fat gut over the sign. So.
Columbus. So, we have these dust-ups in the comedy groups once
you
in a while.
Look. All right. You... I understand everything you've told me about. You people are fucking crazy down there. Knock it off.
They had a 600 comment thing going.
What?
Because someone implied in a post that there was a Columbus Comedy Illuminati.
Oh my god.
Decides that they only book the same 8 people on every show.
That sounds terrifying.
600 comments!
Yeah.
Dude, I got into a comment thread that got into like 103, and I thought that was exhausting. 600?
599 comments of people just being too big a coward to just tell the dude he's not funny, and that's why nobody books him. Just dancing around going, because you're not funny and you're kind of a dick, so nobody wants you on their shit. And then the 600th comment is the flyer for my CD recording.
Yeah, that was like,
hey, since you're all here.
That was why I clicked on the damn thing. Like, as soon as I see anything controversial or inflammatory posted from a Columbus person, I'm like, backing away because you people are crazy. And then I look and see Chris Paw posted something. Like, what did he post in this? Oh, his flyer. That's good. Yeah. While you're up here.
I very openly hate most of them.
As well you should.
I'll name some names.
All right.
Tom Plute.
Tom Plute's a dick.
Yep. And Tom Plute stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear that, Tom Plute? You smell.
Yeah, you smell, and it was hilarious that someone stuck a gun in your face while you're in your own house.
Jesus Christ.
The picture of his face on the news is pretty fucking funny.
It is.
It's probably the funniest thing his face has ever done. I'm picking on Tom to deflect from the people I really hate.
Yeah.
Like Nikki Winkleman.
Hmm. Yeah.
What an unfortunate name. Nikki Winkleman.
I should leave it at that.
Why? Like, who gives a shit? That's the thing that I don't understand about you.
But Jeremy, I might not get booked at Shadowbox in Columbus.
Why do you care?
I don't.
The only time you ever go down to Columbus is to do somebody's show that you like. Or just, hey, I'm in town, I'll just pop in and do something.
That's true.
So who gives a shit who you piss off?
Yeah, you bitch.
I'll do all the shows.
Yeesh. I mean,
I don't even know who half of those people are anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I knew who Dusty is, the guy that started that shit, because, like, we met him at that roast battle.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
He seems fine, but they really hate him down there.
Yeah. Well.
I don't know why. They hated Dorian, too.
Well, that means.
Is Dorian gone? Hated.
He moved to Philly.
Yeah. Dorian's in Philly now.
Interesting.
Dorian brought a funny boy to the Cleveland Comedy Festival.
Oh, hell yes, he did.
That guy was hilarious.
Dorian's finally responsible for something funny.
About time.
Yeah, that was, I only read like a couple of hundred comments. I just skimmed through.
I don't know. I saw Dustin start to pontificate, and I was like, I'm out. scroll. What the fuck did Paw say?
I never ended up doing comedy in Columbus, which is strange considering I spend so much time there.
Yeah. The open mics are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good scene as far as, like, there's a lot going on, and they're usually decent shows.
But as far as getting to know people...
There's 15 or 20 cool people, and sometimes I have issues with them. And the rest of them I don't know or just never gave a shit about even when I was there. And then there's like a whole separate scene for black people.
Interesting.
Which is kind of like Akron, Kent, Youngstown is here.
No, I mean, there's a separate scene for black people in Cleveland.
Would it? Oh, I thought there was a punchline coming. Or like a threat.
No,
it's just what it is. There's a separate scene for black people everywhere. Yeah. Comedy's very segregated.
What?
I feel bad. Can't
fathom it, can you?
I feel bad like I should get them a gift. Like maybe I'll get them their own water fountain or something.
That's That's very thoughtful of you.
Just thinking of nice
I
gift.
I thought I would get him a ride. I thought I'd give him a nice ride. I've got them a seat on the ground.
Actually, no, go ahead and make what I said sound harmless.
That's what I'm here for. No, but
another one my mom can't listen to.
It's a joke.
I didn't finish the joke. And listen, Tabitha's
I'm
mama.
I'm cheating.
Hi, Tabitha's mom.
My mom thinks it's really funny when I say faggot on podcast and then apologize to her. Sorry.
That's really funny.
Sorry, you big old lesbo.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the people that I live with, her mom is a lesbian, and she said she was proud of me, and I'm like, you haven't heard, like, all the stuff I do, so thank goodness.
Right? I feel like my mom, like, she'll hear me say a faggot on a podcast and think it's just, like, me playing it up. Like, I don't just, like, stand on the roof of my car and chant faggot all the time.
Right.
Like,
in a polo and a torch.
Faggot, 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 faggot.
Faggot.
Exactly.
Faggot.
All right, I'm going to cut all that out. I'm half offended.
But only the good half. Ooh.
So am I. That's why I'm allowed to say it.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm a big old queer.
You can delete it from the podcast, but we still told you.
Next time I hear Greg Kennedy say faggot, I'm going to say you ain't earned it.
You ain't earned it.
There's gonna be 9 podcasts about it.
Yep.
9 podcasts.
Did y'all hear about that beef? Y'all hear those 9.5 hours about that beef where they tell the same story and over again?
Very specific Cleveland comedy beef.
Look,
from here
all
on
I
out,
did
we...
was be a dick to someone, and then I was like, what?
The only beef I'm into is flavored, like, salt and pepper.
What?
There was something better I could have said there.
I thought you were about to say the ramen noodle flavor.
The only beef I'm into comes with a little excitement, and I snap into it.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Yes.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
I hate everything that's happening right now.
I don't blame you. Well, then fix it, Tabitha.
No, I...
Go ahead, say something funny.
I'm tired of being old reliable here, okay? It's been decided that that's exactly what I am.
What, you're old reliable?
Old reliable, yeah.
Old reliable for jokes...
Reliable
for
car rides.
How about every time I've given you a car ride somewhere? How about every time I've bought you food? How about every time I've been there for a sketch you want to do? How about every time that you said, I want to do this, but I can't trust anyone else to do it?
Yeah.
She says that to everyone, by the way.
How about every single time anyone has sat there and gone, Tabitha, I know I haven't listened to any of your problems you've come to me with, but let me tell you about how insecure I feel right now.
Hey, listen, guys.
Now, you can't project that at me at all, Tabitha. Don't you fucking dare project that at me.
First mic here, I'm going to change the tone by giving some compliments. Tabitha and Jeremy both found the exact right hats to make themselves fucking cartoon characters.
That is so true.
Like a brand. You could both be on a t-shirt. No one would wear it, but you...
We're the adorably cartoonish school shooters.
Have either of you two ever had a caricature drawn of yourselves?
Yes.
Yes. Yes,
well,
I have.
That one is...
Yeah.
I thought it was just a portrait.
Yeah, I've had a
Mickey
caricature.
Mickey and Mallory ham hocks.
I would love to see what a caricature portrait of Paul looks like.
This is exactly the same. It's,
interchangeable.
Yeah, we're basically the same person.
James Lipton was the one. Marlon Drew. Everyone said it looked like James Lipton.
Yeah.
Lipton.
I just had a realization when I pulled that name out of my head, because this whole past, like, 6 or 8 weeks, when they said Charlie Rose, I was thinking of James Lipton.
Oh.
Yeah, so I thought James Lipton was like a super creep until I just said that out loud and realized that was a different guy.
James Lipton seems a little scary though, doesn't he? A little intimidating to talk to? Because he's the Inside the Actor Studio
he
guy.
Seems like if he were a creep, like he'd be like, you know those villains that talk real slow?
Yes.
And they're like real calm and shit. Like, yes. I bet James Lipton could just kind of quietly talk while he's carving somebody up.
Yeah, yeah, he gives a Hannibal Lecter vibe.
Yeah, what is your favorite curse word as he fucking slices their belly open?
Or he, like, asks them to do an impression. May I speak with Jimmy Stewart? And then he, like, rips off their nose.
Yeah.
Wow, that hurt.
So they do the impression.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Kind of... They still indulge because he's James Lipton.
Yeah.
You're not going to not do Inside the Actor's Studio, even if you're getting carved up like Sunday dinner.
Inside the Actor's Abattoir with James Lipton.
What's the matter, Jeremy?
What?
What's going on?
Nothing.
You're quiet. You're quieter than you normally would be on a podcast.
Well, you know, I'm just, I'm hanging back and letting the conversation develop organically and stopping butting in all the time. Also,
is that a New Year's resolution?
No, it's not a New Year's resolution.
I was just cursed by a gypsy.
I was cursed by a gypsy, that's why I'm fat.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, see, he fucked up. The gypsy fucked up and said fatter. And
not thicker?
No, not thicker.
I think you're already fat and the gypsy said grimy. Grimy.
Grimy.
You're just gonna dirt to death.
Dirt to death. He's just gonna accumulate more dirt until he's buried of 6 feet of it.
You know what? That sounds amazing. Please bury me.
He said marry me, by the way. You couldn't hear it very, very clearly.
Yeah, Chris and I are going to get gay married. I need a...
Well, congratulations.
For taxes.
Yeah.
Health insurance.
Chris is the best I can get now that Anthony and I are divorced.
Upgrade, honestly.
Hey, man. Hashtag rebound.
I see.
It is an upgrade, yeah. I'll admit.
No garlic smell.
Mm-hmm.
At least not at first.
No garlic smell, no drunk... Well, okay. No, there's no drunken yelling
at
me.
Hey, don't brighten my flame to lower Anthony's. Well, I think that's backwards. That's not how that phrase is.
What kind of flavor would Chris Paw give off? As a person, I'm thinking something real sour.
Turkey jerky?
Turkey jerky. Tabitha is making a disgusted look.
Too much Tylenol.
Something, yeah, maybe something chalky.
Like you put your tongue on a 9-volt battery, whatever that flavor is.
That's booty holes, according to, like, every black comic I've ever met.
Oh, man, they should not do that.
What?
The joke, or continue putting their tongues in those buttholes.
Mm.
Because that's not even, like, that's not even what shit would taste like. Like, that doesn't taste like the smell way shit smells. A 9-volt battery.
Maybe they're just being surprised by someone with a 9-volt battery in their ass.
Man, I saw you coming. I know what I gotta do now.
That's how you defend yourself against that in prison. You keep a 9-volt battery in there. And then
my new anti-rape technique is shoving batteries up my snatch.
Oh, something's already in here.
Oh, excuse me.
Pardon me, ma'am.
Occupied. you knock on the door and you hear a muffled occupied from inside.
Just a minute. What
I just need to tidy up first.
Are you decent?
Knock, knock, knock. You just hear a vacuum whirring.
Just a minute! Hang on!
Just clattering everywhere. Pots and pans. Chad!
Chad, get out of there!
Then I give birth to Chad.
Yes, remember? I've heard the good word. Leave me alone.
No solicitors.
I've heard the good word.
No. Wait. Yes, solicitors.
Is now that I'm imagining
a,
this
a dude. D battery?
I was imagining this guy's dick dressed up like a Mormon or a Jehovah's Witness. And it reminded me of this guy I went to high school with who would just draw pictures of penises as people, and one of the greatest ones was the one he called the Wizard, and it was a penis standing on his balls as feet, and somehow had his sleeves raised. I don't know how he had arms, but he was just a penis dressed as a wizard, and it was amazing.
I feel like you give a penis like little SpongeBob arms,
and like, we'll just excuse like, it.
Yeah.
I would just be like, I get it.
Yeah. That's meant to be. I mean, like, a sponge with arms doesn't make sense either, but...
Yeah, it does. SpongeBob has arms.
Yeah. Before that.
What do you mean, before that?
Before there was a SpongeBob?
I don't remember.
Nobody was like...
Before SpongeBob.
Hey, it would make sense if the sponge had arms.
SpongeBob has just always been
legs.
I'm pretty sure
socks.
Somebody had a school project that they were like, it would be great if my kitchen sponge had arms, and then they stop motion animated it.
Oh, like somebody was trying to make their sink look cute.
Yeah.
I would just throw that fucking sponge underneath and close the cabinet.
There you go.
That's all I would do. My grandmother always had those things you put over a vacuum, where it's like a dress with nothing on
yes.
it, and then like a knitted doll that goes
on top. I had a joke about
this
and it failed, but continue with this.
Yeah, she had one on the vacuum and one that would go over toilet paper.
I do. Yes, I remember this. I totally remember this. And it, the vacuums one, because sometimes they would just leave it out in the living room because that's the reason
yeah.
for the doll thing. And then at night, you get up and walk through the room and you think there's a person crouched
yeah.
behind the couch and you just jump out of your damn skeleton.
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
Yeah, and then you pick up one of those stand-up ashtrays and you beat the vacuum.
And then it stops moving and you're like, oh
yeah.
God, I've got to bury this guy.
Yeah.
What have I done?
And then you're like, Grandma?
What's the statute of limitations on murder in the second degree?
Well, the good news is the vacuum was fine.
the vacuum doll is A-okay.
Yeah.
Those things are expensive.
It makes me think of those lawn geese that you can dress up in different outfits.
Yeah.
They
were
have, like,
people...
fucking hats.
I'm sorry.
Mother Goose.
Were people just embarrassed to have vacuum cleaners and toilet paper?
They can't know we wipe our ass.
Wiping your ass is gay.
What do you need a clean ass for?
What, you think something's going in there? Yeah. Let's see where your priorities are. Little fag boy over here wiping his ass. Hey, Steve wipes his ass. What, do you drink light beer too? As they all pull on three cigarettes at once.
That's what I'm gonna do after this. Master smoking three cigarettes. Oh, you see, you're thinking of it as one between each finger? Because
yeah.
I was seeing them all
lined
up at once.
I always do the.
I pictured like.
Lined up would be a more efficient way.
Like
a
bunch a
bundle.
Of cigarettes.
Like a bundle
yeah.
of. Yeah,
like
I saw.
Like a bundle of fags.
I saw
like,
three individual fags. Squeeze between my fingers.
I've seen that too.
Who hasn't seen that, honestly?
It's all over Tumblr.
What part of me isn't all over Tumblr?
Good question. I'm going to check again and see the picture, but
terrifying.
Read them a story.
Okay, let's talk
read
about
them
again.
Read them a Jew story.
Yeah. You know a couple of those? Tell them some Jewy stuff.
Some Jewy stuff? Like,
tell them if you don't go to bed, the... something's gonna happen.
He just goes up there and slaps him in the face with a latke.
Don't go to
yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. Fried potatoes in your face, kids. This is what you get for misbehaving and spilling shit all over the place.
If you don't go to bed, the golems are going to take you away.
Actually,
I'm going to take you up the mountain and sacrifice you to God.
The last few threats I had, we have a sock mask that was made for Ryan DePerna's roast. And the closet monster has come after them.
Lord.
Because they wouldn't go to sleep. And then I said, if you don't go to bed, I'm going to chain you up to the wall here, and you can watch me nap.
And they can do one-liners. One-liners, but how much it sucks to be chained to the wall.
Yeah.
Bringing it full circle.
And then the last threat was... you know, we have the Christmas penguin upstairs because there's no Christmas tree. So there's another inflatable of a pumpkin. So I said, the Hanukkah pumpkin, I put you at the feet of the Hanukkah pumpkin, and then Satan takes you away. Because you've been bad. And that scares
just takes
what
you
a,
away.
What a wholesome
oh,
way to
yeah.
teach children.
Jews have the same devil as normal people, right?
No, there's no Jewish
normal
hell.
People.
Yeah, there was no hell until Jesus came about.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember
yeah.
that. Okay.
Huh. Yeah, it's basically all you fucking people's fault that, you know, people think there's some eternal punishment.
Yeah.
What did they do in, like, year...
shit.
What did they do in year one that pissed God off so bad that he created hell? He's like, next year, you fuckers are it.
Apparently, they didn't suck baby Jesus' dick the right way when he got circumcised, and everything went to hell.
Okay, no, I know that's not in the Bible.
It is.
No,
like,
yeah.
When you circumcise a baby, you have
to... suck the blood out.
You suck the blood out with your mouth.
The last time I remember...
No, I know about that, because they had a problem with a bunch of babies
getting
herpes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they died from it. Because babies can't have herpes.
Nope. It's
contrary to popular belief, it is not fine for a baby to have herpes.
You ever seen a
common misconception?
You ever seen a little toddler with their eyes crusted shut by sores that are not pink eye, just running into walls and shit? That's
yeah.
what herpes does.
It's not that they die from the herpes; they die from the head trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Got the little helmets on them.
Poor kids.
Yeah.
Poor kids indeed.
Just well, you know what?
Putting a helmet on a baby just
fuck those
it
kids.
Down
they
the
were fucking faggots and put their dicks in Rabbi's mouth. They deserve to die.
Hold on a second. There's a lot to unpack. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack there.
Little baby's like, hey, Rabbi.
Let's just set it all on fire and start over.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to.
You got strong enough opinions to go start some kind of youth movement.
Look, I figure after all the Zionist accusations that are lobbed at me, I might as well go the other direction occasionally.
You got strong enough opinions to start some sort of, I don't know, town in maybe Africa somewhere, you know?
I don't know who you were...
That would be amazing.
I don't
you
know...
maybe someone named Jones could come along and help you out with this town.
That would be great. How are you at mixing Kool-Aid?
I'm really good at mixing Kool-Aid. I'm also really good at looking like a fat Elvis impersonator that's going to yell at you until you're dead.
I think I have a new project.
You upset... babies, Jews, and gays in one.
I'm really talented.
It sounded like he was considering it.
Yeah.
For a hot second.
A hot second, which is a quarter of a second.
I'm not sure. Mike, how's the Star Wars podcast going?
It's going very well.
there's a lot of listeners, and well, that's to be expected because of the current the movie coming out and everything.
I understand people like Star Wars.
There are some fans of Star Wars, yes. A little bit of an untapped market, you know. We're going to try and do some multimedia stuff, tie-ins, you know, before it dies down.
Yeah. The Chatter Squadron, is that?
Chatter Squadron, that's the name. I'll give a shameless plug. But yeah, it's going real well, and we're having a lot of fun with it. We have a lot of cool plans in the works for radio plays. I haven't actually mentioned that until now. So yeah, we're going to do some Star Wars radio plays.
Nice.
On some future shows.
I was disappointed that Unbelievables went away, but it sounds like you're having fun.
Yeah. Since Johnny's still around, I know Tabitha's sad that the Unbelievables are gone.
Super upset to I'm this also day. Sad.
I've been reminiscing. I've been going on the Facebook page and reposting old unappreciated quips from the Unbelievables account. Who knows who posted those? Those are funny. Those are good quips.
I go back and listen to the episodes that we did very often.
Do you?
Very often.
Those were fun times.
A lot of fun. I told you before that, like, Unbelievables happened in such a shitty time in my life where, like, everyone I thought was just starting to like me completely was like, yeah, go fuck yourself. So, like, I look back on that, I'm like, oh, look at this one nice thing that came out of those, like, 8 months of wondering if I was just gonna jump off a bridge soon.
Did you?
Like, a really little one.
No. But those were good times.
Threw out my knee.
Throughout my knee.
I went to one of those putt-putt golf courses.
Oh, yeah.
You know the one, like, you're supposed to hit the golf ball over the little bridge? I just jumped off of one of those.
No. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Winded myself.
That does sound like a somewhat satisfying version of it.
Did you get some of that extra blue water on you?
Yeah, I tried to drown myself in that night.
Oh, did you?
Think of all the ways you could try to commit suicide at a putt-putt course.
I tried to drown yourself, but there were so many golf balls in the water, your face just was like right below the surface.
I'm just constantly trying to, like, hook a noose over, like, the windmill.
I was gonna say, like, duct tape.
I get to the top, I'm like, aww. Aww. And that's how I found out.
That's so much
how
better
come.
Than what I had imagined. I imagined just taping razor blades to the blades and waiting underneath it.
The slow bleed. I really want to shoot that now.
Yeah, because the framing could be like you see the windmill fan blade go up and then go down and then. She comes into frame and then she dips out of frame. That could be.
And then
funny.
It just cuts to me in a coffee shop and I just go, and that's how I finally realized what to put in my eHarmony profile.
The guy's just nodding along like, So we can have sex.
So you want to go play putt-putt?
How sharp do you think you can get a putter?
Yeah, fucking the castle.
Depends, are we in prison?
No.
What tools do I have to make it sharp?
Other putters, tees, golf balls,
Tabitha can work some balls real good.
Not the first time I've taken some balls to the face. Guys, do you get it? 'Cause I'm a slut!
Oh! How dare you.
So,
have you heard that, like, I've had sex once?
What's it like?
It's scary.
I'm glad I've stayed away.
Me too.
Good on you, little guy.
Fella.
Stay innocent.
I'm still trying to think of ways, funny suicides at a putt-putt golf course.
Well, see, my thought was to sharpen a putter and then, like, jump off of the castle and try to impale yourself with the putter.
No.
Just drive down to one of those putt-putt golf places down in, like, Myrtle Beach and jump into the ponds with gators. That's easy.
Okay, neither of these are, like, funny. Or
get on my level, what guys.
Some other ways.
Well, I'm sorry. I've like actually tried to murder myself in the past 4 months. So I'm still on that level.
Specific. I know. I'm gonna get those pipes fixed.
I got some pipes you could fix.
Not specific to putt-putt golf.
Okay.
Just the putter, but that could be anything sharp.
True.
And you could be jumping off of anything.
But how often do people have gators?
Besides
zoos.
If we're talking in Florida.
Yeah, just anywhere off the highway?
Yeah, they don't even have them on purpose sometimes. They're just people.
You take a wrong turn and there's a gator sometimes. You're like, oh, shit.
It is true.
They're just there by accident once in a while.
Yeah. And then
they're like, whoops, what am I doing here?
It's because people flush them down the toilet and then they grow up in the sewers.
That's what happened to me. My mom flushed me down the toilet and then I found her later and she's like, oh.
I've always considered you another Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Thank God. That's what you consider me. And not, you know, just sewer trash. I congealed in a gutter somewhere.
How cool would it be to be Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, though?
Yeah, which Ninja Turtle would you guys be?
The magic one that everybody hates.
That'll do, please. It's the end of the show. It's not. trying to talk over Jeremy.
It's not.
I'm still trying to... I guess the obvious answer for me would be Mikey. I'd have to be Michelangelo.
Are you a party dude?
Hell yeah, dude. Right. I love to party. I'm throwing a party tomorrow.
And when you throw a party, what happens, Mike?
Everybody comes.
Everybody comes.
Will it be a radical party?
It'll be so rad. It's going to be pizza.
A little tubular.
It's going to be tubular, guys.
I mean, gnarly.
Guys.
Pizza.
Pizza time.
Nunchucks. I'm just naming things about the Ninja Turtles.
I'm glad you're so knowledgeable.
Yep.
Well, I guess I should wear my... No, I don't have an orange tie for Michelangelo. Curses.
Oh, no. You're going to wear a robe. Because you're a Jew rat.
Wait, do rats wear robes?
Master Splinter.
Oh, a robe. I thought you said a rope. I was like, oh, we're going back to that now?
I thought he said a rope, too.
I also thought you said rope.
Oh, no.
And then you said Jew rat, and I was like, oh.
Hang on.
Oh, right. He still hasn't learned to enunciate with all of his teeth yet.
There are...
That's true.
The Sad Boys are kind of like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Jeremy is kind of Master Splinter.
Oh, God. This just makes me... I almost asked, like, who would I be, but this just makes me think of the one time that in the group chat we were talking about Friends, and I was like, guys, who would I be? And at the same time, Mike, you replied... you're like, you would be Phoebe or Lisa Kudrow. And Sam just replies, Ross. I'm like, fuck.
Ross.
Three women on that show and I still get Ross. Just get long-ass faced David Schwimmer.
Remember when Rachel dated Russ?
Yes!
This is a guy that looked just like Ross.
Yes! It was awesome. And the two people that didn't get it were Ross and Rachel. They're like, I don't see it. And everyone's like, Russ is Ross. Oh man, that was a good episode.
I dated a guy named Russ for a while, and he had a... he had a tattoo of the Korn logo as a tramp stamp.
Good. Oh man. So you saw it when you bent him over the first time?
It was the R backwards?
Yeah. It was the logo in the font.
What was he trying to say with that?
God, if I know.
What's that band that has the...
I can't fuck.
Oh, man. I was going to say, did he have a chest piece of that... Was it? Is it Mushroom Head that has the smiling guy?
No, he had a big-ass chest piece of the fucking, from the Jägermeister logo.
The deer head?
Yep.
What?
Wow.
Was he sponsored by Jägermeister?
Probably, if he got that fucking corn tramp stamp.
Oh, he was way into the soundtrack.
Hey, Russ.
Queen of the Damned.
That is...
Yeesh.
The message he was sending is that when you fuck me from behind, you groove to 7-string guitars.
You know my favorite thing, drop A.
I bent him over and he just went, "Are you ready?"
No, you told me, yeah. You did the joke wrong. It's supposed to be drop D tuning.
No, because Korn's drop A.
So.
Damn.
It still
don't matter.
D.
Yeah.
I've seen Korn live so many times, guys.
Really?
So many times. My first concert was Korn in Linkin Park.
Mm.
Interesting.
I saw Korn when they
Is
were...
Is that why he killed himself?
Yeah, I was there, and he just looked at me and went, ugh.
Oh, ugh. I don't feel like they're the same.
I tried so hard.
I think everyone at a Linkin Park concert it's their first concert because then they don't go back to concerts.
They just find better ones.
I never listened to Linkin Park or Korn, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, I was a big Korn head in high school.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You and Marlon, big Korn heads.
Cornbread.
Cornbread.
Cornhead and the cornbread.
Cornhead, cornbread.
Well, we just figured out your new radio show.
Cornhead and cornbread.
Welcome to Cornhead and Cornbread.
Because I want to hear Marlon do reviews on Korn's albums.
Cornin' in the morning with Cornhead and Cornbread. I'll produce it. Come to my house and record Cornin' in the morning with Cornbread and Cornhead.
I am very interested in the idea of giving Marlon a stack of Korn CDs and having him listen to
review them and yeah.
That's
that would
what
be
yeah,
amazing.
I think I'm gonna run with this idea, pals.
Morning
like
with
I've
Marlon.
Got I have really good ideas, just like
that's a really good plan.
Yeah, I have yeah.
You can like rate things thing. 1 out of 10 cornbreads or you know.
Will this come out before or after your podcast?
It'll come out as my new podcast because my last podcast was trash.
Oh,
it really sucked really bad to like have a vision and see things the way I wanted them to go, and prepare for that, and then never ever ever have it come into fruition. I recorded 5 episodes.
Oh, really? I didn't know you got that deep. I thought you were like 2.
Every single one. Like, I was like, I did the first one with Jeb, and I really liked the way it was going. I was like, I want to change the format up with it. I changed the format up a little bit, and just no one was, like, it just didn't mesh at all. It never, ever meshed. And, like, I would just listen back to them and just be like, this is not what I want.
Damn.
At all. And then it got to me, like, being like, okay, like, is it, like, the idea? Is the topic just, like, not... Are we just, like, not on the same pages? Like, I don't know. Like, and it just got to the point where, like, I spent so much time just, like, driving myself crazy over it that I got to the point where I was like, I don't even want to do this anymore. Like, it's not happening. It's not going the way I want it to. I just want to throw this whole idea away.
Hmm.
And it sucked because I was really, really excited about it. And I had a lot of fun doing it.
Right.
And it just wasn't happening.
I'm sorry. All I can think about is a picture of Marlon with a Korn CD in one hand and a loaf of bread in the other one.
That's a great idea. It's
just,
a great follow-up
he's
idea.
He's just smiling.
I think he's going to listen to one song and go, excuse me, Taffeta, I'm not that way.
I love the things he calls me. It's so much fun. Like, Taffeta. He gets, like, he apologizes for, like, not remembering my name. And I'm like, honestly, I would rather you not remember my name and just, like, I'll go by whatever you want me to go by, Marlon. Like, if that's what you think my name is, like...
Pussy Jones.
I'm Pussy Jones, man. I'm Pussy Jones until the end of time.
Pussy Jones.
I didn't even start out as Pussy Jones. And then I was like, nah, Marlon, I hope you know that I'm Pussy Jones. And he's like, okay.
It sounds like a private detective or something. Like,
it makes me feel like a Bond girl.
Yeah, like it's noir somehow.
Pussy Jones. Pussy Jones.
Definitely a Bond girl.
I'm just wearing one of those giant tilted hats and like a trench coat.
Hell yeah.
You're Carmen Sandiego.
Yes.
Pussy Jones.
Man. That would be really rad.
Where in the world is Pussy Jones?
Where in the world hasn't Pussy Jones been is the real question.
I bet you can't put Pussy in the titles on iTunes.
I don't know.
You can try.
I don't know, because next week on Let the Hate Flow Through You, I've got Starfuckers as the episode title. So.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you put explicit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
are you talking about all those teenage boys?
Yeah, it's heavy, so just be careful.
I was gonna say iTunes sells rap albums, so
yeah.
Why wouldn't you be able to?
I think when I put up the Ricky Melton episode with internet porn, it automatically marked it as explicit.
Yeah,
because it had porn in the title
box. I just don't know if you can put the title in. I bet people listening are like, "Why are they? What was he talking about the title?"
I don't know.
The three people. I bet Sam and Clem are like, what? This show's lost its way.
This show has lost its way.
Get us back on course, Cap'n.
Email the show at adhomattackshow@gmail.com. Goodbye.
Oh. Hi.
Listen to Chatter Squadron.
Nice talking to all of you, I guess. Like,
it was a pleasure speaking with all of you.
Come to the bus stop on Saturday, see Clem.
It's a good plug.
Just, like,
look for Cornyn in the Morning with Marlon, produced by Tabitha Jones, coming out in the next 19 years.
I was joking. What are you? What do you guys want to plug?
Well, Cornyn in the Morning.
Let's make some deals here.
I want to plug all of my collaged porn over there. That's gonna be making more appearances than I think anyone realizes.
I'm very happy I found that.
I'm excited.
Okay, I'm gonna rein this in now. At Plaque Metal on Twitter.
BLAQ Metal.
Black, like
the Q is for queer.
Yeah.
Did I say plaque? I said it
no, well, you said Black Metal, but yeah. I thought I'd clarify because like, you think Black Metal.
And I just like to say black like plaque because it's fun.
At Pussy Jones.
Oh, shit, I gotta change.
Yeah.
Actually.
You might have to...
I've been Black Metal since...
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.